If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Let's check in with Block Club Chicago for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about what's happening in Old Town with that big redevelopment plan.
Yes, Bob. Remember the old Shell BP station right at North and LaSalle?
Sure, absolutely.
After a year of debate, it's going to become a 30-story apartment building. The Fernhill plan will bring 350 apartments, including 70 affordable apartments, to Old Town, and it was just approved by City Council. This revised plan is much shorter than previous iterations, and as part of the deal, Alderman Brian Hopkins is going to require Fernhill to find a grocery store to take over the former Treasure Island location that closed in 2018. So more apartments and also a grocery store.
Yeah, finally somebody taking over the old Treasure Island. That'll be good. And that apartment tower, that will be a 30-story building right there at North and LaSalle?
That's correct.
And I'll miss the days of getting gas there for about $8 a gallon, most expensive in town. Let's go south and talk about the kids in Hyde Park Elementary School Science Club.
Yeah, we've seen space in the news a lot this week as the Blue Origin spaceflight took a slew of celebrities into the great beyond, and U.S. astronauts are preparing to return to the moon. While right here in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, kids at Bret Hart Elementary are pitching their designs for lunar colonies to NASA. NASA personnel visited the school Monday, and students presented their designs made with robotics kits, Legos, and 3D printing pens.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's very cool. On Block Club Chicago's website, blockclubchicago.org, you've got information on Easter egg hunts and all sorts of Easter activities. Fill us in on some of these.
That's right. You know, we have a list of 25 Easter egg hunts, bunny hops, spring markets, and more. Definitely get your family outside this weekend. Friday, it's supposed to hit 79 degrees. I especially recommend listeners check out the Lincoln Park Zoo's Spring Egg Stravaganza Saturday morning at the zoo, 2001 North Clark Street. They'll have Easter bunny photos, an egg hunt, a bunny parade, and much more. Parents can get tickets for that online. And families can also snap pics with the Easter bunny for free at New Paradise Bakery, 5742 North Milwaukee and Jefferson Park, Friday from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, and also the Shedd Aquarium has got what they call a family-friendly egg hunt, and that's going to be going on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So most of these events, I'm looking at blockclubchicago.org, so a lot of these are Saturday midday, aren't they?
Yeah, Saturday, I would say Friday, Saturday, and, everything you need to get all of your Easter eggs and your sugar filled before you head to church on Sunday.
Okay, and I hope the price of the peeps didn't go up with the rest of the eggs this year. It's Stephanie Lule, Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks,
Enjoy your Easter weekend.
You too.